Welcome, everyone, to the latest episode of the Pharmaceutical Commerce Podcast. I'm Nico Saraceno, editor of PC. On this installment, we have a very special treat for you all. Don Tracy, PC's associate editor, sits down with Mark Bach, chairman and CEO of Pharm Alliance. Among various topics on the agenda, they discuss how the platform's business dealings are helping to expand its global reach, its overarching goals, and much more. Let's take a listen.
Mark, thank you for being with us. I appreciate your time. So first, Pharm Alliance recently announced its acquisition of Chewers. For our audience, can you briefly explain how this expands global reach?
Sure. Yeah, Chewers has done a really nice job of building their company. And when they've looked at supporting their customers, they have built a great delivery arm in India. So in India, they have about 70 to 80 full-time employees that are literally supporting their clients worldwide. And when I talk about worldwide, they're supporting multiple different regions from Australia to Latin America. Most of their pharma customers are based in the U.S. with all of their departments and outreach across the globe.
Excellent. Thank you. And with this acquisition, what would you consider Pharm Alliance's biggest goal to be when it comes to health economics and outcomes research and market access services?
We want to continue to do and expand everything that Chewers has done to date. So, you know, when you look at their capabilities, when it comes to doing literature reviews and model adaptations, economic modeling, and then real-world evidence analysis, we want to continue to build out those service offerings for pharma. We want to do it now by adding a business development plan to go out there and have stronger reach out there with more pharma customers. So being able to bring those types of services and the quality that Chewers provides. You know, during the process of acquiring Chewers, we did a real deep dive into market research of current customers that they had, and the quality that we learned was very, very, very high. So we want to be able to get the quality of service that Chewers provides today to more customers globally, more customers in the U.S.
Can you elaborate on how Chewers helps navigate cost effectiveness and market access hurdles?
Based upon, you know, most of the work that Chewers is doing today is in kind of that phase 2 to 3 of that clinical trial. So they're getting a ton of analysis and a ton of information from those trials. And from that, they're able to help the pharma company shape some of their pricing assumptions when it comes to the drug, understanding different effects from the treatment, and then informing them upon what that clinical trial design has been. So that's their ability to kind of go in there and help them shape some of how they're pricing today. And that gets into, you know, an area that really Chewers doesn't do a lot of, but we see it as a huge opportunity to expand into, which is the market access side of it as well.
Are there any other acquisitions in the works that you wish to speak about?
You know, there are. I can't give you names or anything, but as Pharm Alliance, as we continue to build out this platform, we're really focused on consulting and services anywhere from that phase 1 through to commercialization. So we're looking at different areas of full-end outsourcing and consulting in areas like medical writing, in areas of regulatory, and then once again, getting into the market access consulting side as well.
Thanks for listening to the latest episode of the Pharmaceutical Commerce Podcast. Be sure to stay in the loop of all our latest updates by visiting pharmaceuticalcommerce.com or our Audioboom page. Take care, everyone.